Because we're ready to talk about Monday Night Raw, and we're not going to waste any time because there's things to get into it right here, right now.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're so mad, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night
Raw. Tournaments, championships, and cages.
Oh my.
Was the theme of Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward.
Y'all, a new meme dropped. In this, the year of our Lord, 2021, December being the month. A queen has been retired in Angry Miz Girl. Long has she reigned. And tonight, a new queen has been crowned. We have Angry Liv Girl.
And we'll get to Angry Liv Girl here in just a few minutes and tell you exactly why she is. But we had a championship open challenge match for the U.S. title. Damian Priest took on Robert Roode. Pretty solid match. Damian Priest would end up retaining.
This was good. I like this. Again, I don't like the snappy, but that's what he's got going for him, so okay.
Riddle came up with this weird-ass tournament idea. I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was a tag team tournament idea. He also had Blazers for them to do commentary with, him and Randy. And Randy didn't want to wear it, but he ended up wearing it for at least one of them and didn't wear it on the second one, but... It was a thing. It was interesting. First tournament match was AJ and Omos taking on the Street Profits, which saw the Street Profits retain. And then Riddle interviewed AJ Styles after Omos walked out on AJ Styles.
So we're teasing the breakup between AJ and Omos. The time has come for Omos to spread his very large wings and fly on his own. He's learned all he can from AJ, which is fine. And, yeah, so we're teasing the breakup between the two, and when it happens, AJ's gonna die.
He said it was just a disagreement.
Okay.
A misunderstanding by the tag team, but, you know, things happen, but it was a good match. Also, the Mysterios would beat Alpha Academy to move on, and then Otis laid out Riddle.
Like you do.
Mm-hmm. So, we had a segment, we had Finn Balor beat T-Bar on the show, which is good. Beforehand, Vince McMahon and Austin Theory were having a conversation. Vince McMahon thought about putting him in a match, but didn't put him in a match. And then he said, find a way to impress me. So Austin Theory unbuttoned his jacket, showed off his ass, and did jumping jacks. But that didn't impress Vince. He said, find me another way. So he attacked Finn Balor after his match and took a selfie.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. Because I think I tried not to say it last week. And maybe I did say it. I don't know. I don't remember. I've drank since then. I get a really top-bottom vibe off of this, like a really, really weird top-bottom vibe off of this. Like, we're borderline daddy boy toy here, just based on, you know, all the age difference and everything. So, I'm not quite sure what we're doing here. Is Vince mentoring?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Is that the goal we're going for here? Because that's not what I'm getting.
That's where
I just want everybody to be clear.
That's where we're going.
At least it wasn't all show like it was last time, but the creep was still kind of there because at some point Austin changed into his ring gear, which just put it in a complete, totally different like context for me. I don't know why my brain has gone to this place of darkness, but it has. And yeah, they must really, really, really have a plan for Austin Theory, which is great. Okay, don't get me wrong. Like, please push Austin Theory to the moon. Make him a star. Do the thing. But it's just, I don't know about this. I just really don't know.
We'll see where it goes.
Also, can we get Vince some hand cream? His skin was a little dry.
Bianca Belair, Doudrop had a match. It was a pretty solid match. Bianca won by countout, so the feud will continue.
I'm liking this pairing. I like that Doudrop jumped Bianca on the way to the ring, and they had a really solid contest. Like, I'm here for this.
Queen Zelina beat Nikki Ash. Seems like Nikki Ash is falling on some hard times and was needed to pick me up, and found her biggest fan backstage. Oh, it wasn't her biggest fan. It was Jerry Lawler's biggest fan, because they were in Memphis. One was a random fan just walking backstage.
That doesn't seem safe, especially given what happened last week.
True. Very, very true. We had Miz TV featuring The Miz and the Rated R Superstar Edge. Bit of a heated exchange between the two, and they go through some of their history together and how Edge at one point tried to help out Miz by giving him some advice that he wished he had at one point. And Miz basically ignored him. And, you know, he talked about how Miz walked into the locker room and, you know, thought he was a big star when he really wasn't at that point. And Miz basically said that 2022, like any other year, is going to be the year of the Miz, and they can't wait a better way to usher it in than beating Edge at day one. And Edge is like, if that's a challenge, let's go. You're on. I accept. And then Miz and our Edge said, we're in Memphis, let's fight. And well, Miz sort of dodged the punch when Edge sort of faked the punch.
And fell on his butt.
Fell on his butt, yeah. So, Edge and Miz, all right, I'm good.
I'm here for it. Also, I feel like Miz, I don't know what he's doing in terms of like a whole skin regimen, but yeah, it's looking good. Also, no Maryse, she did not come to Memphis.
She does not come to a place like Memphis.
So, but this was good. I really enjoyed this. Like, again, Miz versus Edge is something that we never thought we wanted, but I'll sit here and watch it. It'll be good. It'll be really good. And, you know, let Miz go. Let Edge go. Let's see what can happen here.
Our Monday Night Raw open with a promo from Seth Rollins, a promo from Big E, and also a promo from Kevin Owens, which are all strong. Sort of tying everything together as Big E and Kevin Owens battle in a cage to kick off Raw. And it was a hell of a cage match. We saw Big E get the win. He had the involvement of Seth Rollins. And then afterwards, Bobby Lashley stuck his nose in the business, laying out Big E. And also, okay. and also Rollins. You know, actually, he laid out all three, I remember. Yeah, all three. So Bobby Lashley wasn't involved.
Things are getting interesting.
But what was that suit?
I don't know. I feel like he and Vince dressed to match, though, because I think Vince had, like, a really similar jacket or the exact same jacket. But it might have been Vince's jacket. I don't know.
No, because this was custom, because it's black and then a little bit of red on it. It was something.
Look, I appreciate a man who experiments with his color choices, and Bobby's experimenting, so... Go you. Like, men don't have to wear just black and blue and gray suits. Like, they can wear purple and, you know, any color that they want.
But yeah, this cage match was really, really good.
I enjoyed this a lot. And I like how they're heating this up, where they're heating up rivalries for Big E, because I think that was the one concern coming out of Survivor Series, was like, okay, who's going to go for Big E next? Because they hadn't really pointed anybody at him. Like, they were teasing it where it was like Seth and maybe Kevin, but you didn't really know. And Lashley's always looming on the horizon. So, but now we're really heating it up for multiple people to come at Big E at once and try to take his title from him.
So you have your challengers for day one, and then possibly a challenger for the Royal Rumble. Then it was your main event. The show was built around it. Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan for this, the Raw Women's Championship. They aired they brought Becky out. Then they aired the Liv Morgan heartstring video. Tug at the heartstrings video. And which seemed oddly placed. I could have did it earlier in the show or before Becky came out. And then you had Liv and Becky deliver. It wasn't a great match, but it was very good.
I think if you have Liv work with somebody like Becky, she's going to improve tenfold.
Consistently, too. You need to do this match a lot.
Because it wasn't bad, but you could tell that, like, Liv is not on Becky's level. Liv is a very solid, very competent wrestler. I'm not taking anything away from her, but she just... It's like Liv's on one level, Becky's on another.
They gotta get more people up to Becky's level.
And the thing with Liv is this is like the biggest match that she's done in her career.
And you could tell she was nervous.
She was incredibly nervous. And it was so sweet to see. Because she's just like, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap.
She was breathing like, just taking it in deep breaths the entire time.
Yeah, so... Like, I'm happy for her. I thought this was good. This wasn't like a knock it out of the park kind of thing for me, but it was good. It was solid. And in the end, you have Becky pick up the win. She cheats to get it, which sets it up that Liv can go to Adam Pearce and say, hey, look, I got screwed. I want another match with her. Or Liv can go to the Rumble and she can win the Rumble.
Yeah, you have your setup for you have the moment to go to day one at least for these two one more time.
Yeah, but this was good. I liked how they made it feel big and important and it means something. I feel like it got a little excessive calling back to Lita versus Trish just because to me this wasn't on that same level as Lita versus Trish. Like if you remember the history, it was really well built, or not well built, but it was really, really built to get to that moment where it was like Monday Night Raw, the main event. It was the first time the women had ever main evented the show, and it just had this air and this buzz to it because it was Lita versus Trish, and they had this epic rivalry with each other.
It was cool that the internet picked up on it once WWE started running into the ground. You went,
yeah,
a little too much. But that's the Liv losing, Becky cheated to win, and then there's Angry Liv Girl.
Oh God, WWE has the meme. They have the meme. They put it out. No, they said same Liv Girl. Same.
Oh God.
Long live the new queen, whatever her name is. Angry Liv Girl is born. And she kind of almost looks like Angry Miz Girl too.
A little bit.
A little bit. Like, it's kind of scary how similar they are. But yeah, I liked the main event for this. I thought it was a good close for the show. I thought Liv did really well, all things considered, and hopefully there's bigger and better things to come for her. Mm-hmm. I think they just maybe need to have her work with people like Becky a little bit more, just to bring her skills up that much more.
Because if you get the reps in of doing those same things and being in those situations more, mm-hmm. you improve. That's why the Lita Trish story was so good over the years. They went from having Trish having really no experience and Lita having some experience, and then over the years building from 2-minute matches to 3-minute matches to 5-minute matches, and over the course of 5 to 6 years, and then they had the main event which went 15-20 minutes, and it's like you could see them progressing as talent. So Liv has been getting 3-4 minute matches on TV, and it's like she doesn't get those big, okay, so I'm in this situation where, okay, now I gotta get the crowd back. I gotta be the babyface in peril. I have to familiarize the audience with my comeback. Like, you could see the comeback, and some people knew it, but not a lot of people knew it because you're not seeing it because she's not in that situation. Because every true good babyface has that big comeback moment. So it's like, once you build it in the fans' mind, it's like, here's my moment, people will get it and really amp up. So it's like, has to be a consistent thing. So it's like, don't go off of Liv now. Give her moments with other talent where she can be the babyface in peril and sort of let people go, okay, this is what Liv does here and Liv does there. So you know when to expect it. So you know when to react and you know what's coming. Because when you know what's coming, you get the juices excited. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need to do. Start building with some of this talent is let them know here's what's coming next. Like we're starting to get with Bianca. Fans are knowing, okay, this is Bianca's comeback set. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So and that's what's going on right now.
You got to build it more. You got to give Liv those opportunities to show the audience. Here's my stuff. Here's when you need to pop, and here's where you go crazy. And then you'll get the bigger reactions you're looking for, and you'll become more natural, is what I'm trying to say.
But you could have done it tonight, and it would have been really, really good. But I feel like if you build her more, and you continue to build her momentum more, where eventually she wins at, say, like day one or Rumble even, like if you can take it that far, that would be fantastic. Or perhaps Liv even wins the Royal Rumble, and she goes to WrestleMania. Yeah. And she gets the big win at WrestleMania. Like, that would be epic for her. Mm-hmm. Or you just give her that really big moment. So, yeah. But this was a good show. You know, Becky and Liv was definitely the highlight of the show. The cage match was definitely the highlight of the show. The rest of the stuff was just, it was there. It was okay. But you definitely started hot and you ended hot, which is nice.
When you book in a show with two good quality matches, that's what you need. That's what you get. It's a good show. But that's... We'll do it. Here for another edition of our Posted Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It wasn't about... It's about building movesets, not about... who she's facing. It's just about building a moveset.
I think Bianca is being built to dethrone Becky.
Yeah, definitely. But you
could have... You can build Liv.
You gotta build the next one, too.
Yeah, you can set Liv up for success. And here's the thing. You can continue... Like, what you do for Sasha and Bayley, you can give that to Becky and Liv. That almost feels like what they're doing, whereas you can continue to go back to it time and time and time and time again. And you have that rivalry. Because that's the one thing Becky doesn't really have on Raw right now, is that person to have a rivalry against outside of Bianca, and they're resting Bianca. So now you need to have somebody else come in and kind of take that spot for right now, and that's what they're having Liv do.
I mean, if she wins the Rumble. I mean, you don't have to win the Rumble to, you know, get the
main. Go to WrestleMania.
Yeah. But anyway, that'll do us for here for Raw Push It Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We weren't live last night, but we'll be live Thursday night for the rec. We'll do our War Games recap this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We're going to be covering the show, talking all about it. We'll fill you in on who won, who lost, and our impressions of the matches. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight, another edition of CBRO, CBRLive.com, GrowingTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio is back, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. I click that purple rectangle button below the screen. You also use creator code ROCKSOCK or...
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
Buy your battle passes. Use the codes.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD.
Follow on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. Do the thing.
Yes, follow me on Twitch.
She's streaming more. Do the thing.
I'm
follow.
Streaming more.
Ring the bell.
It's Genshin, but I'm streaming more.
Ring the bell. Know when she goes live. Turn notifications on, all that fun stuff. We'll see you next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Right here along the areas of the Wild Talk Random Extreme live at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.